What is up, fellow bench warmers? Merry Christmas to all of you, and hope you had a great holidays over the weekend. And my name is JJT, and this is your daily fantasy quiz. What's up, guys? Welcome to another quickie with Komish. Komish, how was the holidays for you?
It was fun. It was okay. First time to meet with family in a long while, so it's good.
So lots of partying over the past couple of days.
Yes, for sure.
The reason why we didn't get into a few quickies before the Christmas games, but yeah, here we are today. Just covering the Christmas games, and there's nothing new, but the biggest news for today is, I guess, Paul George out 3 to 4 weeks at least. Will be re-evaluated after 3 to 4 weeks. Big news for those Paul George owners.
I would think he said re-evaluated in 4 weeks, so not 3 to 4 weeks. I think it should be 4 weeks re-evaluation, but it's a UCL tear. UCL is a kind of injury. It's a ligament that usually is injured when you play baseball. The pitchers in baseball, that's what they get. And they call the surgery the Tommy John surgery. So if he needs that, then that's end of the season thing. So not really good. I got a offer of Paul George for my Gordon Hayward. And I'm not even touching that. I'm not even considering it at this point. Too risky. Too risky.
Yeah. And this is a very big blow for lots of Paul George owners. I have one Paul George stock. And I'm just hoping Jimmy Butler plays, because that's my only hope. Otherwise, I'm pretty much out of it with Jimmy Butler still out. So anyway, with this news, biggest beneficiary, Kennard maybe, Terrence Mann, Nick Batum.
Bledsoe. I would assume Bledsoe would be the guy that might be available in your leagues, although Reggie Jackson is also in protocols. That's why probably Bledsoe was picked up. But Kennard was injured the last game, but he's about to play tomorrow. So he might have been dropped because of his injury. So I would think those two would be available. Batum, I think so. Yeah, Batum also. But Batum is more, for me, connected to Marcus Morris, who's also in COVID protocols, than Paul George. Although he will get some trickle-down boost in a way.
Yeah, unfortunately, I dropped one of my Luke Kennard earlier yesterday, I think. That it happened. So let's see. Hopefully no one gets him, but I doubt it. Especially with their game tomorrow, I'm pretty sure he'll be a key piece there. Maybe in case Marcus Morris got dropped, you might want to keep an eye on him.
Yes, for sure. Marcus Morris, Reggie Jackson, when they are both healthy, would be the top two, the 1-2 punch of the Clippers at this point. I mean, there's nobody else. Kennard, yes, but Kennard is more of a facilitator, spot-up shooter kind. But Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson should be the guys really, really benefiting from this when they get healthy, of course.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to be, Marcus Morris, pretty much, I think, closer to a return. Probably by next week, he should be returning. So yeah, keep an eye on him. I've seen a lot of Marcus Morris on the waiver. So you might want to, of course, a lot of people dropping players from COVID protocol, so they might be available as well. So Paul George, speaking of COVID protocol, a lot added to the list. D'Angelo Russell, Onyeka Okongwu, Kyle Lowry, Robert Covington, Schroeder, Shaedae Osman, Tyrese Maxey, Trey Lyles. I'm not sure you know, if you've added players like Trey Lyles or Chedi Osman to your streamer list. But yeah, bad news for you guys because they're pretty much out for the next 10 days.
Yeah, we should talk about them one by one. Minnesota, starting with Minnesota with D'Angelo Russell. With Russell out, that means Pat Bev, Russell, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and Jared Vanderbilt. So that's the whole first five, of course, Torian Prince off the bench. Jaden McDaniels, I hope you guys still own Jaden McDaniels. You kept him. The problem with McDaniels, people who streamed him last week had to drop him because they don't have a game the last, I think, 2 or 3 days of this week. So they had to drop him. Yeah, so maybe right now is a good time to pick him up if he was dropped. Naz Reid, of course, next week. Minnesota has 4 games next week. If none of them get postponed or canceled, they have 4 games. So Naz Reid, Jaden McDaniels. For the point guard, Jordan McLaughlin, I guess, is the last
Beasley.
Point guard. Yeah, Beasley. But Beasley, I assume, is already rostered. He probably will be
playing. No, there I've seen lots of Beasleys in the, I mean, I'm not sure now, but I've still seen a lot of Beasley in the waiver wire.
If there is Beasley in the waiver wire, you know, run and get him at this point.
Yeah, to get for sure he's the guy that's really gonna benefit scoring wise or offensively.
Yes.
Because players like Jaden might not be as offensively I guess, you know, they're not offensively inclined players, but more of an across-the-board type of player.
Naz Reid, if you want offense for center. Naz Reid can shoot threes and can get rebounds. Defensive stocks, not as much. So you have your choices there. You can look for steals and blocks in McDaniels or for points and threes in Naz Reid. You want assists, maybe, Jordan McLaughlin. If you want points, but poor field goal, that would be Malik Beasley. And Jalen Noel, for deeper leagues, I think would be their sixth man or might even start because I guess no, I don't know who else is there. I on the top of my head, I can't remember anybody else.
Josh Okogie.
Okogie is out also. Oh. Okogie is out. So I'm sure the rest of the roster will be 10-day contracts and those stuff. Yeah. So Noel probably would be one of the better players there.
But let's see the others. Affected, there might be better streamers from the other teams. Kyle Lowry is out, so that means maybe more Tyler Hero, more Gabe Vincent and Max Truss, maybe.
Yes,
who else? No, Deadmon's out, so
yeah, Deadmon's out. PJ Tucker and Jimmy Butler are questionable already, so there is a chance both of them might return. By tomorrow. They have a game tomorrow. So if they return, I would assume PJ, Butler, Vincent, and probably Duncan Robinson could start with, I don't know if Omer would start in that case because they could start Max Truss and they have Tyler Hero off the bench. Caleb Martin is sure to play. So for me, I mentioned Caleb Martin so many times in my week, the analyzer and my quickie, because I think even with Jimmy Butler back, Caleb Martin is a good add because he can play big, he can play small, he's a versatile player. So yeah, Caleb Martin.
And he's an easier add now without Kyle Lowry. And because, you know, with Kyle Lowry, you'll probably think twice on whether to add him or not because of the Jimmy Butler situation, but easier add. Caleb Martin better than the Minnesota guys?
No. Jaden, I like Jaden the most. I think Jaden, Naz Reid, and Beasley are better than Caleb in the sense that, you know, just by the sheer volume of points. I am assuming, of course, that Jimmy Butler will be back. If Butler is out, Caleb, go get Caleb. He's better than all of them. But I just think it's time. Come on, Jimmy. It's time.
Yes, come on, Jimmy. Play now. Come on.
I mean, it's been weeks. So it's 3 time.
Weeks, almost 3 weeks.
He should play already. I'll just call it. He will play. Jimmy Butler will play.
Other players. So that's Kyle Lowry. Robert Covington of the Trailblazers out. I'm not sure if there's anyone there worth. Nasir Little, maybe. But he was out the last game. So
yes.
We still don't know. Maybe Nance gets more playing time, which is good for Nance owner. So if Nance is available, maybe Nance could be the guy you should be adding as well.
Yes. If Nance is available, I will add Nance for sure. And I would think Nance is better than Caleb or maybe even Naz Reid but Beasley. Even Jaden, I think. Nance is at that level, I think.
Yeah. Other than Nance, maybe not much there on the Portland side. Dennis Schroeder is out. I don't know if there's anyone maybe for deep leagues. Peyton
Pritchard. Schroeder has been in and out with an illness. I have a guess that his illness is really COVID, but they were not able to test properly, or maybe it was too early when they tested him. But yeah, without Schroeder, Peyton has been playing well even when Schroeder was out with his illness. So right now he's a good add for deeper leagues.
So other than him, well, we're just waiting for Al Horford, I guess, but the Boston Celtics are pretty much set.
Al Horford is out of the protocols already. So yeah, he's going to play their next game for sure.
Shaddai Usman is out. Another hot waiver wire ad, supposedly. But yeah, in Cleveland. Who's left in Cleveland?
Here.
Kevin Love. Ricky Rubio.
Kevin Love, Taco Fall, Lauri Markkanen. Rubio and Garland. The bench. Yeah. The bench would probably be Denzel Valentine as their best bench player left. The others, Kevin Pangos and the other guys, are all either 2-way contracts or 10-day contracts. Cleveland has a very good schedule next week. Very good matchups. Not really for streaming, but very good matchups. And they have a back-to-back on a very good back-to-back in the middle of the week. The problem is there's really no one to stream. I don't know.
Well,
Dean Wade.
And even if they have a good matchup with their depleted lineup, that might not be as good anymore, given that they're not the same Cleveland that it, who's their matchup, OKC.
They have a good matchup. I
Detroit, Orlando,
something like that.
Yeah, and now with their depleted lineup, there might be an even playing field with no one really there.
Well, it's still good for them. They have who? They have New Orleans, Washington, Atlanta, and Indiana. Atlanta has dropped in our best fantasy. They have moved up in the best fantasy matchups list because probably of the injuries as well. So yeah. They have a good schedule. They have a back-to-back on... they have games on Friday, which is the day where only four games are scheduled. So they have a good schedule. It's just that...
By the way, speaking of Atlanta, Clint Capella played.
Yes.
Is it on COVID, right? Supposedly.
Yes.
So maybe...
He came out of protocols already.
Yeah, so that's fast. So maybe he was either false positive that's thankfully he was able to play today. So Chedai Osman, not much really there. Dean Wade maybe, but yeah, very low end, I guess, among all the
Okoro is
it's
almost reaching 10 days. So if Okoro comes out, I would love Okoro as an ad this week. Given that schedule, given a possible, even just as a streamer, Okoro would be a good ad for week 11. Yeah. Now, on the opposite end, Detroit, of course, Trey Lyles, as Jeremy has said, is out. They already were out Cade Cunningham, Jeremy Grant, who else? Killian Hayes. So Isaiah Stewart, I would not suggest chasing guys like Diallo or Luca Garza, who's probably the remaining center. I would not suggest, because Detroit only has two games next week. They don't have a game on Tuesday, on Wednesday. So Diallo and Frank Jackson, these guys, if you pick, or Corey Joseph, if you pick them up thinking you're going to, you know, because there's nobody else in Detroit, yes, they will have good games, but they only have two games. So it's not a good gamble, in my opinion.
Well, I picked up Diallo for tomorrow's game, so yeah, probably worth dropping him after tomorrow's game.
I would suggest doing that, dropping him because they have a two-day break. So yeah, before they play their next game.
Yeah. Who else? Tyrese Maxey. From Philly. Seth Curry would get better usage. What else?
Tyrese is, by the way, not yet 100% out. They're still waiting, supposedly, for another test to confirm it. So we're not sure about that. And I would not chase Philly also in the same situation as Detroit. They only have two games. Plus, although their two games come early in the week, their last game will be on Friday, and then they don't have a game anymore. They don't have a game for the last 3 days of the week. So sure, that's a very unique schedule. Maybe if you're streaming a player in Philly, you can stream him until Friday and then drop the player.
Yeah. But really, is there anyone there to stream? Thibault, maybe?
Yeah, Matisse. I like Matisse. I think he's going to come back. He's going to return. Danny Green is out. Hopefully, Maxey is still out. Niang might be out. So, Porkmas will start, but I'm going to go with Thibault.
Yeah, so there. Those are the COVID protocols. I'm not sure if you missed anyone. Okongwu is out as well. But
you can't follow them nowadays. I mean, it's really...
It's too hard to follow. I mean, we missed 2 days of quickie, so I don't think we were able to follow everyone, but I'm pretty sure it's there on the Facebook page already. But yeah, just check them out. Feel good. Let's talk about some good news. Kemba Walker, a triple-double today. Is he really back?
Yeah, he's playing well. He didn't shoot well today, but he was aggressive. He just moves differently. This is, as they said, Kemba sanity, like the Linsanity time. It does feel that way. The crowd, you know, everything. Everybody's rooting for him. For me, the glow will end. The glow will end. If you can sell him, go. I don't know if you will be able to sell him for anybody at this point. But if you add him as a plus one, I think that's a good strategy.
Sell him for someone, you know, any one of those who are in COVID protocols, maybe.
If you can do that, I'd go for it. But I'm sure managers are also wary because he was already benched before. So even if he's playing well, they'll say, you know,
Kemba for Tyrese Maxey, maybe.
Yeah, something like that is okay. But again, I don't know if that would fly. Just try it. We'll never know how the managers react.
Yeah. So let's see. And also, I guess one thing we have to observe and watch is if they're gonna win. Because if they keep on losing, you know, chances are this would really not stick, because, you know, there's no reason to play Kemba if they're still losing, right? And knowing Thibs, he will probably go through his usual or more comfortable lineups with the other guys. I mean,
they won today though, so
yeah. So I mean that's one thing we have to, you know, if they keep on winning with Kemba playing like this, I think you know, Thibs would be forced to play him more, or at least play him like this, or start him again, right? Who are the other worry players? So let's see, more feel good players today.
I would, since we're talking about Kemba, talk about Alec Burks, because Alec was the guy who was added And then remember, he had 23, 25 points in his first two games, and then it went downhill from there. Now he came off the bench. Kemba remained the starter with RJ Barrett back. So it's a same starting five now from the start, from the opening day. So what does that leave Alec Burks with? 17 minutes. Well, he's back to Alec Burks of old, the bench player.
So back to the waiver wire.
When he was a bench player before, he was rosterable, right? He was good.
Yeah.
I think you just hold on to him for a while. Hold on to him. Fournier is still struggling anyway, so he's gonna get opportunities, I think.
Yeah. Fournier, a bit about Fournier. He's been struggling again. He's been up and down. Like, he can... Well, at least the one thing going for Fournier is that the attempts are always there, right, for him. And he hasn't been benched.
Is that good? I mean, he... With more attempts, field goal...
Okay, so now the question is, you know, drop Fournier at this point?
I've already said, early December, I already dropped Fournier at 12 team. And I don't care. I mean, just drop him. Even if he has a 30-point game, it's not been consistent. So for me, yeah, Fournier, 12 team, drop.
14? Drop.
14 is our... depends on what is there in the waiver wire, but he's not a must.
Because he's not being dropped in a 14-team league. Much more, of course, in deeper leagues. But yeah, 14-team borderline, I guess, if you find someone hot, or maybe just stream. Because there are a lot of players who can give what he gives.
That's true. Right. If you want to, if you have no streaming roster spot, that means your team is good. And Fournier is the worst player in your team. I just stream the roster spot instead of holding Fournier. I just feel like at this point of the season, with COVID and everything, if your worst player is Fournier and you don't have any injured players, shame on you, man. I mean, you're not experiencing fantasy in 2021, 2022. You're it's like you're the rich guy and you don't commiserate with the poor. So I doubt that there are fantasy managers like that. So that's why in 14-team leagues, I would assume Fournier should be rostered because he's probably not your worst player there.
Yeah. And like I said, a lot of these players are also enticing. I mean, some of these ads are quite, you know, intriguing, and maybe players like Naz Reid are very solid fantasy players, right? They're not, you know, they're going to be playing for maybe the next 10 days. That's what, 3 or 4 games. They're probably going to be better than what Fournier has given over the past few games, right? So I think that's worth considering. Other worry players, let's talk about some worry players. Dwight Howard. I hate Dwight. I mean, I added him for the reason that Anthony Davis is out. He didn't play the first game. Today he played miserably. I don't know. I dropped him again.
Do you consider today as a played game? He played 6 minutes.
He played. I mean, I streamed him. He played. So, yeah.
Yeah. The Lakers.
The Lakers are a mess, though.
They're a mess. They rather play Stanley Johnson. They played Stanley Johnson at 5.
I was watching the game and I didn't know Stanley Johnson was there. I mean, was with the Lakers. So I was thinking, who is this guy trying to guard, you know, one of their best players? Like, I think it was, who were they against? The
Nets. The Nets. Probably the Harden. Nets,
right? So Harden. Who's this guy guarding Harden? And he looks tall. He looks... But I thought it was Damian Jones, or I said Damian Jones doesn't play with the Lakers, but yeah, it was Stanley Johnson when I look at the box score.
Something to note here though is that Frank Vogel is in COVID protocol, so it's Fizdale. David Fizdale, I don't know his name, but Fizdale, the former coach of Memphis,
yeah,
and assistant coach in Miami who's coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this rotation is his own rotation because it looks weird. It looks different. I mean, Vogel has already said that he wants one big there, and I would assume you would have one big there. That's why, that's logically, it's Dwight Howard. The good news is, if they're going to play a big, it's Dwight. DeAndre Jordan is DNP. So it's Dwight. The problem is they wanted to play small and they played Carmelo, Stanley Johnson, LeBron. They played these guys at center. Matching up with Brooklyn, who is also small, they only had Claxton as their only big. So let's see the next game. But yeah, I drop all my Dwights as well. It's tough if it's a matchup-based situation and someone like Dwight can give you, what, 8-9 rebounds or 1 or 2 blocks. That's not good enough for me. Basically, like a Nerlens Noel. So, not good.
Yeah, another player who's struggling over the past few games has been Pat Connaughton. I dropped Pat Connaughton because Giannis is back. Portis is back. They're pretty much back.
Dante is back.
I know he's been really great for my team, but today I just felt like, you know, with everyone back, he'll probably be someone, you know, he'll give you these types of stats. What, 3 points today, I think?
Yeah, something like that. The good news for Pat Connaughton is that the guy who became a DNP today was Jordan Wara, who has been the guy who's been hot. So it means they value him more than Nora.
Yeah, they will, you know, I mean.
But
I guess it's more of the seniority thing. Pat Connaughton is probably, you know, has a lot more experience, been with them as well through those championship years. I mean, through the championship last year, played a bigger role. And Jordan Nora is what? Second year player, right? So. Yeah, most likely they'll play more Pat Connaughton than Jordan Nora.
But I would suggest holding Pat Connaughton for this week because the Bucks have actually the best streaming schedule for the week. They have the games on quality days, and they also play Orlando 2 times and New Orleans the 3rd time. So they have 3 very, very good schedule coming up, which I would assume would be blowouts.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it, in blowouts they would play him or play DiVincenzo because they want DiVincenzo to get you know, reps. But yeah, those are good matchups for him for the Bucks
this week. Yeah. So yeah, you can decide whether you add him or drop him. I mean, so here's the thing. So I've seen some. So do you go Pat Connaughton or maybe Cam Johnson? Because I've seen some Cam Johnson being dropped.
I go Cam Johnson. I go, why is he dropped?
I don't know.
I don't know why he was dropped.
I've seen what, 3 leagues wherein he is available. I picked him up in one. And he wasn't even, you know, he wasn't even claimed on waivers in that league. And then I've seen him claimed in one. I didn't try to claim him. And that was maybe a mistake, but yeah, well, I thought. No. And the one who claimed him was what, 12th in the waiver priority? I am not sure why Cam Johnson, so I was, you know, curious as well why Cam Johnson, but anyway, I picked him up in a couple of leagues. I was, you know, a little worried a while ago because he didn't score much early in the game until maybe the 3rd quarter where he scored about 8 or 10 points. So yeah. You go Cam Johnson. Would you go any one of the streamers over Pat Connaughton? No. Like maybe Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, probably Jaden McDaniels, but who else?
Caleb Martin.
I'd probably stick with Pat, especially with this coming week. I like the schedule. But Jaden, yeah. Naz Reid, yeah. Jordan McLaughlin, no.
Larry Nance, yes.
Larry Nance, yes. Yes, Larry Nance, yes.
Otto Porter, one of the bye players.
As long as Wiggins is out, yes. 100% yes.
Terrence Mann.
Yes, yes, yes. Because what I like about Terrence Mann is that these guys are not COVID replacement players. These are longer term.
Yeah.
This is probably, it could probably even be until the rest of the season. So there. I'd like the Clippers a lot because of that reason.
The only, you know, I guess the biggest question mark is how would the Clippers do their rotations, you know, who benefits, because they haven't really been healthy all throughout, like, right? I mean, like we said, sometimes it's Paul George, sometimes it's Marcus Morris out, sometimes it's Batum. So there's really no clear rotation when it comes to these types of thing yet. Who sticks, who doesn't stick? I mean, Terrence Mann early in the season was just coming off the bench. Even with Paul George out, he was sometimes coming off the bench. Now he's been starting, right? So there's just this question on who to add better. Because I've seen some Terrence Mann there. I've seen some Luke Kennard drop before today. So that's just what's confusing, I guess, maybe. I'm not sure if you experienced it, because I experienced it. I mean, I didn't know whether to add Terrence Mann over maybe Kennard or Batum or whoever. Or other streamers. But
if you look at the remaining Clippers, if everybody's healthy, I would assume it's Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, Terrence Mann, Marcus Morris, and Zubac.
Zubac, yeah.
And then off the bench would be probably Batum. Because when they were healthy, Batum was the guy off the bench. I would think Batum will come off the bench. Or even if Batum starts and Mann comes off the bench, who else is left? I mean, Bledsoe. Okay, Bledsoe and Batum. That's still seven players. If you add Hartenstein or Ibaka, that's just 9 players. There's minutes. There's going to be minutes there.
Yeah.
There's going to be minutes there.
Yeah,
so I'm happy with Mann, but I will be happier with Kennard and Bledsoe.
I think Kennard is the best one there.
Yes.
He doesn't really hurt you as much. He can be a good, very good scorer. Can do a little of everything else. Luke Kennard. Who else can we talk about here? Just one last feel-good player. There's really nothing, you know, different, I guess. The top players, James Harden, Giannis is back, so I mean,
yeah.
Played well today, at least.
Let's talk a little LeBron, I guess, to cap it up.
Yeah, we talked LeBron the other day.
Yeah.
As well,
I think talking LeBron and the Lakers, as you said, they're a mess.
Fantasy wise, as well, other than LeBron.
Okay, fantasy wise, Carmelo. Carmelo is a must-add. Carmelo is a must-add. It's similar to LeBron. Of course, they came up together in the NBA. I don't know how their bodies will hold up what they're doing. Carmelo is playing center and playing major minutes and getting steals and blocks and everything. So, I don't know if there's Carmelo still in your waiver wires, but you should go get Carmelo, Anthony.
There aren't really much Carmelo in the waiver wire, yeah. Even in 12-team leads. So, yeah. But LeBron has been a beast this year. As always, I guess, as every year, he's been dropping in drafts every year because of that, you know, age. But he is slow. If he completes this year, okay, I think he'll be the, you know, the next, the NBA's Tom Brady, wherein every year you expect him to just, you expect, you know, father time to just beat him, but no.
Yeah. The thing is, this season is very close to becoming a waste season. What you call that? A season that you just write off. And if that happens, I don't really know if you can trust LeBron or Carmelo or, you know, these guys. So, especially LeBron. Especially LeBron. So, I just suggest, like Paul George before, we did say when he came back that, you know, it's trending a little bit down and maybe you can explore deals. I would think LeBron is a top five player so far this year.
Yeah.
Can't believe that's happened, but it is happening. So, still, I would try and get somebody probably safer than LeBron at this point.
Yeah, maybe one of your struggling first rounders, of course, other than Paul George. Players like Carl Anthony Towns, maybe you can try.
By all means.
I mean, he's out, right? He's out. And again, always you might want to explore deals with players who are out, but just on COVID protocols, because, you know, they'll be back in 10 days. So some of the managers might be frustrated with these players, but yeah, there'll be, you know, especially if you are somehow within the top four or five of your league currently, and, you know, you're just a little safer to give away a week, maybe, and wait for your top player to come back. Yeah, so you can explore those types of deals. LeBron or Embiid, maybe, you know, a lower tiered player than Carl Anthony Towns. Or maybe Trey.
Yeah, Trey. I would like Trey also.
The skill set is pretty much the same with the threes, right? Trey's got the assist. LeBron's got the assist. The scoring he has as well, maybe the rebounding, but
that's easy. If it's Trey or a Cat, that's an easy. Probably a tougher decision would be guys like Van Vliet.
Yeah, I was just about to say Van Vliet or Sabonis. Yeah, Sabonis. Yeah.
Maybe those guys would be a tougher decision for you guys, because I think LeBron is better than those guys right now per game. But I just don't know if, you know, you lose a little in that trade, but hopefully in the long term it would pay off for you.
Levine, by the way, for example.
What again?
Levine.
Yeah, like Levine also.
Or Donovan.
Yes, even Donovan. I would be okay with Donovan.
I mean, that's a closer deal, right? I mean, if you can't get the top tier players, because, you know, you can still, probably some managers would still agree to that top tier players, their top tier players being traded, especially if they're a big LeBron fan, especially the way LeBron's playing. But yeah, maybe the second level players, Donovan Mitchell, Gobert, maybe, those types of players can also be a good trade targets for LeBron.
By the way, we have breaking news here that Chuma Okeke is also in health protocols, and one of their 10-day player BJ Johnson is also in health protocols. So Mo Wagner is out of it, but he needs conditioning. So just an update.
Yeah. So that's, well, Chuma has been playing quite well on the defensive end. You know, I think how many steals that he has. Yeah, I've seen him drop already. I mean, he's just, I think at this point, he is nothing more than just a streamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stream smartly, because he just gives you steals mostly, right? I mean, that's the biggest eye-popping stats that he gives you. So other than that, there's really not much else. All right. Anyway, that's it for this edition of The Quickie. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas as well to Kamish. And we hope...
Merry Christmas, guys.
We hope after this Christmas and maybe the new year, there's something different for fantasy, because a lot of managers are very frustrated. Hopefully, you know, this is the worst before it gets better. And enjoy the rest of the holidays, guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.